outside is frightful, but the... Wait, that seems like a song I should know. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the... Something is so delightful. So delightful. Hey guys, it's me, Natty Bumpercar, and it snowed. It snowed. Why did it snow? I don't know if you know this about me, not a fan of snow. I love to look at it. I think it's beautiful. I love to sit in front of a fireplace in a warm, toasty cabin and watch as the beautiful snowflakes flitter and flutter all around the world. And then they land, and they look so pretty, and they make the whole the world just look like a crystal castle. No, they make the world look like a fluffy powdered donut. Better. But then, what I do not enjoy is walking in it, touching it, falling in it, getting it thrown at me, shoveling it. None of that stuff do I enjoy. I kind of like sledding, if I'm to be honest. I do not like tubing. Tubing is where you go to a mountain and you pay people money to go to the top, slide down. Go to the top, slide down. Go to the top, slide down. And you're like, wait a minute, Natty, that sounds like a lot like sledding. And I'm like, yeah, there's so much more involved. Like, you have to go someplace, you have to pay money, and then you have to wait in line, and I don't know. I like finding a hill, finding a pizza box, and just sitting on it and sliding down. Here's the thing. Pizza boxes don't work. I've seen people like, I use a cardboard toboggan. I'm like, nope, that's just gonna get soggy and wet and fall apart. What about if you, I use the lid for my trash can. Do you? Okay, that sounds like a great idea. You want a sitting trash can lid? Blah. No, thank you. What about, you know what? Here's my favorite, actually, is, when mice sit on spoons and they can hold the handle of the spoon and slide down, that's my favorite. That's my favorite right there. So we got 6.6 inches of snow, I was just told, which is a lot of snow. And it's one of those things where, because we have to shovel the driveway and you have to shovel the walkway, and you don't want to do it while it's still snowing, because then it's just going to snow on it again, and then you're going to have to do it all again. No thank you. So I waited, and I didn't shovel last night until 10 o'clock. That's late. And then I was trying to be a conscientious shoveler and not be loud about it. So I was like, oh, I don't want this scraping noise to keep the neighbors up. And so I tried to not do that. And then I woke up this morning, there was more snow. Are you kidding me? Let's get on the schedule. Let's get on the same page. All right? Okay. Man, I listened to the last episode of the Bumper Podcast, which I apologize, was like last year. And my voice was pretty amazing. I was trying to figure out how to do it, and it's not. I must have been sick, I guess. I don't know. Something was going on. Something was in the air. Something was in the water. I'll have what she's having. The kitties were home yesterday. Oh, guys, happy Thanksgiving! Did you give thanks? Can I tell you my menu? I made so much food. What did you make? All the food? All the food? Yes, all the food. Ginger, orange, honey glazed carrots? Yeah, I made those. Truffle oil, caper, lemon, what are they called? Cauliflower? With parmesan? Oh, yeah, I did that. Brussels sprouts with bacon and balsamic vinegar? Yeah, I did that too. was a lot of food. A lot of food. Delicious food. We had 17 people over, and it was just a wonderful day. It was a wonderful day. Y'all, here's the thing that I like to do, because we host Thanksgiving every year. And once the meal is out and everyone is you know, making their plates, then I'm the one who goes around the table and I force people to say what they're thankful for, what they're grateful for. And people really they poo-poo it. They're like, oh, I don't want to do this. But here's the thing. I think it's very important. I think it's very important to verbalize what you're thankful for. You can say, oh, in my head, I'm thankful for these things. But maybe you're thankful for the person next to you, and maybe they don't get to hear it enough, right? Maybe just saying it makes it more real. In my world, that's what I think. So we go around the table, and I say, you know, what are you thankful for? And then I may even pepper with a couple of follow-up questions. I think that's a good thing to do, too. I think the art of conversation is dwindling, which makes me sad. But that's okay. We just have to keep working at it. Speaking of conversation, here's a cool thing that we started doing in my house. One of my children, who shall remain nameless, if you say, for instance, hey, buddy, don't hit your brother, because that does happen. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, buddy, don't hit your brother. The response is, fine. It's an angry, fine. And you know what that means? Nothing. Fine. It's a dismissive, it's a knee-jerk reaction. It's the first thing there, fine. And you're like, oh, no. And so for years, we've lived with fine, and I would get really frustrated with fine. And I would say, don't say fine to me. That doesn't mean anything. That means you're not even listening to what I'm asking you to do. And so then I came upon a really cool way of dealing with fine. And that is, if I say, hey, buddy, stop hitting your brother, and he says, fine, I say, no, I need you to repeat to me what I just said to you. So it's kind of the same way as the thankful stuff, where it's forcing him to stop and verbalize what I just asked him to do. Which in theory, this is a theory, I don't know if it's real, will make it stick a little bit better. Hey, buddy, don't do that thing. I'm not going to do that thing. Awesome, buddy. Thank you so much. As you were. We've only had it for like 2 days, but it's so far, fingers are crossed. It's working out. Here's another cool trick. Sometimes in my house, there's a lot of dysregulation, a lot of anxiety that goes on, which sometimes leads to unhappiness, explosions as they were. And so one of the ways that we figured out how to help with those moments of anxiety was to get the kid and you say, hey, buddy, I need you to look around the room and find 5 things that are orange. And he will do that, but he will go, That. And you're like, nope. I need specifics. That orange ball. The orange dot on the clock. The orange handle of that spoon. Whatever it is. Actually, orange is tough. We don't have a lot of orange things in my house, to be honest. I should have gone with red. We have a lot of red things. But it's cool because another in theory, but it helps him to get out of whatever's going on in his mind and look around and focus on other things. And so it's kind of cool, 2 cool techniques that we've started trying to use in the house to help things along a little bit. Now, if only we could find a way to help the puppy dog, because she won't look at anything. Hey, popcorn, stop eating those socks. Fine, don't say fine to me. Woof! Don't say woof to me! Say I'm not gonna eat the socks! Popcorn, calm down. I need you to find three things that are blue. Woof. No, be more specific. Woof, woof. All right. Good job. I had a show the other week, and I was talking about my kids, and I was talking about how their poor diet and how they kind of eat garbage. And I was like, we're trying to get my kid to eat good food, and he just wants to eat chips. Chips all the time. He got really upset. He says, hey, I have the worst life ever because you won't let me eat chips. And I was like, that is not grounds for having the worst life ever. You have a great life. And so I was on stage and I was talking about, I was relaying this story. And I said, my kid eats like a goat. He'll eat trash, eats garbage. Wait a minute, my kid is a kid. I was so happy because I never thought of that. And then I was just like, my kid is a kid. And they went, like that, like a goat. And then I was like, don't talk to your mom like that. Those weird goat noises I'm making. I usually do better goat. There we go. And clean up your room. Put away your iPad. Find three things in the room that are yellow. Man, what's tougher to raise? Human children or goat kids? I don't know. I'm going to go think about it. Maybe come up with another weird solution. Hey, Bumper Podcast, I love you guys. I'm glad I have my voice back. I'm glad I'm feeling top-notch. You're amazing. So amazing.